For little Lynn Kellers, the day she visited Lazarus Toys was the best day of her life. It was her birthday, and her parents had reserved the party special at the local toy store months ago. On the appointed day, she and seven of her best friends were welcomed inside by Mr. Lazarus and shown to a room bedecked with streamers and balloons. They feasted on cake provided from the sweet shop next door and danced their little hearts out. They swam in the ball pit ocean and laughed at the mean old puppet pirate McGurk. They had the world's greatest tea party in the store's enormous doll room. Then, at the end of the party, Lynn turned the crank on the giant jack-in-the-box and squealed with delight when the stuffed monkey inside sprang out holding her brand new, one-of-a-kind toy. It was the best birthday. The one that every birthday after would be compared to. The sort of birthday that defines a childhood. It was the happiest that Lynn would ever feel. Because after that day, everything seemed to go wrong. First, Mommy left. Daddy said she hadn't, said that she'd be back. But Lynn knew better. Lynn knew Mommy hated their little town, that she hated being a housewife. Hadn't Mommy told her that enough times herself? Mommy was gone and would never come back. But that was okay. Lynn didn't need a mommy, did she? Not when she had Daddy. Daddy was the best. He always took care of her. He even had a special lullaby he sang her every night before she went to sleep. But Daddy said she needed a new mommy, so Daddy married Katie's mommy. Katie was Lynn's friend already, so that was okay. Even if Katie was rough with her toys and called her names sometimes. And then Daddy got sick, and he never got better. And now Lynn had to sing the lullaby to herself. Katie's mommy understood. She knew Lynn was hurting, but not Katie. Katie just kept making fun of her. She called her Grim.
Grim Lynn,
she would yell out.
Stop singing that sad song.
And little Lynn was grim. Daddy had been everything to her, and without him, nothing seemed right. And so, always sad, always grim, little Lynn Kellers grew up. Soon, she wasn't so little anymore. But she was still sad. On her 30th birthday, Lynn looked in the mirror at the woman she'd become. She barely recognized her own face. Misery and loneliness were etched on every inch of her skin. She had no one now. Everyone she'd dated always broke things off after too long because of her constant melancholy. Her stepmother had died years before, and Katie? Katie had vanished after entering the old abandoned toy store on the outskirts of town on a dare. Thoughts of that old toy store reminded Lynn of that happiest of days, and she soon found herself standing before the old storefront with its busted out window. Even just standing outside reminded her of that happiness she seemed to have lost so long ago. What would happen, she wondered, if she just stepped inside? The door closed behind her, and Lynn began to wander the dark and dusty tomb the store had become. She softly sang her father's lullaby. She made her way through the various rooms, even chancing a look in what must have been Mr. Lazarus's old workshop. The deeper she wandered, the stronger her happy memories became. She could smell the cake, hear the laughter of her friends. Once, she thought she saw something move out of the corner of her eye, but she paid it no mind. There couldn't be anyone here. No one but her and her memories. Her wandering brought her to the doll room, where she and her friends had put on the biggest tea party any of them had ever known. The tea set was still out, waiting for guests that would never come. Lynn, still singing her lullaby, sat down and pretended to sip some tea. She sighed, giggled, and then started to cry. It wasn't fair. Why was she cursed with such never-ending sadness? Why had she suffered such tragedy? It was wrong. It was cruel. She saw her reflection in the doll room's mirror and hurled her teacup at it. The mirror shattered. Her reflection shattered. And she swore never to look upon it again. Lynn never left Lazarus Toys. Never left the doll room. She just sat there, waiting for the unwitting to step inside and become just as trapped as she and the others were now. Trapped by curiosity, or cruelty, or circumstance. She sat there, singing her sad song, waiting for them to join her tea party. Waiting for the ones who had the right look, the right smile. Sadness had ruined Grimlin's face, but that was all right. Someone could always give her theirs.